T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the huddle. Matthew Collar in for Dave Schwartz today with Pete Najarian. And we have to start the show. I have a question about stocks and football and everything else. But just to take you behind the curtain of Pete Najarian, Pete, it's minus 2 degrees here. And yeah. I have reported you to human resources for abuse for sending me and Charlie a video of you catching a fish or something on the beach. Why would you do that, Pete? I've done nothing to you. I love football. You love football. I thought we had something here.
That was terrible. I apologize.
Awful.
You know, it's funny, though. It ties into us because I had two former Gophers. One of them was a guy who ended up going to the Green Bay Packers. The other guy's got a Super Bowl ring from the Washington Redskins. And they were nice enough to come down and visit. It's a cool 75 degrees and sunny today. That might warm up to 80, but other than that, it's not that great down here, Matthew. You're not missing anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we all feel for you, Pete. Hopefully you survive it. Well, that's cool. Good for you. And hopefully at some point here I can make my way to someplace a little bit warmer because the Minnesota Vikings are not playing this weekend. I don't know if anyone's noticed this. But I was thinking about the other day that I have covered the team since 2016, and I've only been working one time on this weekend. And, of course, everybody wishes that it was more than that, which is a connection to where I want to start, Pete, with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about you and how you are a stock market guru and so forth, and also Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who has a background in that. And I was covering his press conference, his end-of-year press conference, the other day. And the first question he got was to compare where the Vikings stand to the stock market, which is an interesting framing of a question. I can't say I've ever heard one asked that way before. But I thought it actually yielded a very interesting answer. So I'm going to have Charlie play the answer, and then I want to get kind of your reaction to that. So go ahead, Charlie.
Sure.
Man, I'm a little out of it, so I couldn't even tell you where the S&P 500 is. But I would say, you know, obviously you have startups, and then you have, you know, longer tenured, your core have earned money for a long period of time, and they're less growth stocks. I think we're somewhere in between. You know, a startup in the sense that we, you know, we're a transition. We brought in a new culture. We brought in a new way of playing. But I think this year, obviously, we established our ability to earn, you know, to earn. And our business, earning is wins. And we've shown that we have a culture and ability to do those things at a really high level. But I wouldn't say that we're that established their team because we haven't shown it yet. We haven't shown our ability to come in, year out, compete in the playoffs and do those things we want to be. So that's why I'd say we're kind of in between those two stages right now. And we're trying to be that mature team that goes every year consistently to the playoffs and compete at a championship standard.
What do you think of that, Pete?
You know, it's an interesting answer, actually. And I would go even more direct than he went with the description of the Vikings. I would say they're kind of like a Microsoft. And what I mean by that is it's a company that's done a lot of great things. We've got a great history behind us. We've been to playoffs. We've been to multiple Super Bowls. We haven't been able to close. And we're in a situation right now where we got to find a new way to grow because we're getting pretty old. And specifically, I look right at the defense and I say to myself, well, in the secondary, we've got two guys in their 30s. I see other guys on the team, some low linebackers and so forth. They're in their 30s. And you wonder about these big contracts. Who are they going to be able to pay? Who do they want to pay? And who are they not going to want to pay, including Dalvin Cook and Thielen on the offensive side of the ball? So they're in a, you know, a bit of a transitional state right now where they've got to make some huge financial decisions and decisions that will probably impact the team directly. But, you know, the one thing I always go back to, and I've said this since the day I walked onto the practice field this past August when I looked at the defense, they've got to figure out who they're going to get at defensive coordinator. I mean, and that, and when I say figure out, of course they're going to do that, but they made a huge mistake last year on a guy who's a great coach, but not a great coach for what the Minnesota Vikings have.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that in August, and I don't understand why the GM didn't see that, the head coach didn't see that, anybody didn't see that before they made a decision to grab a coach who's a great coach with the right personnel. We don't have that right now, or we didn't have that. And I think I'll even throw a name out to you that I think he's still available, but I'm not positive. But Gus Bradley, the defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts, he would be the guy that I would be looking at and say, you know what, he's got the history. He runs a 4-3 defense, which plays into what the Vikings have. And if they're going to do something like that, then you can keep Danielle Hunter with his big salary. Then you can keep Za'Darius Smith with his big salary. And you've got a much better defense. But if they go the wrong route and stick with the 3-4 defensive coordinator, we're going to see the same thing next year. We can win a lot of games. We can score a lot of points. We won't be able to stop anybody.
Yeah, I think that that really ties into the whole point about where they are as a stock and Kwesi talking about how they're in transition, because there are huge parts of this roster and, as you mentioned, the defensive coordinator situation that are very much in transition, and yet they have these established elements. So I'm not business savvy enough or stock savvy enough to like really tie this metaphor together, but I know that like they're not a team that at this moment right now we would say, oh, they're ready to win the Super Bowl next year, because they just have so far to go. And the question would be, even if they get rid of some of those veteran players, you have to replace them, and you have to like find ways to create cap space, of which they don't have a whole lot. And yet you have a veteran quarterback who is still under contract, a megastar wide receiver, a top 10 offense that isn't going to change a ton. And honestly, I think they could actually get a better running back for next year than what Dalvin Cook was. Not what he was in 2019, but what he was last year was not one of the better running backs in the NFL in my mind. So you can improve on the offensive side, and that's what usually drives success. So it's almost like one side of the ball, or one side of your company, if you will, is established and is earning and is doing what it's supposed to do. But can you be a real contender if you're so far away from establishing that other part? And I guess, Pete, where I struggle is, how do you get there? I mean, I agree with you that the defensive coordinator situation was kind of disastrous. And I hope that Kevin O'Connell learns from this, that sometimes you have to be a little ruthless and force a change. And if the guy isn't adjusting what you're asking him to adjust, then you have to have somebody else do it. And maybe midseason they could have made a change there and maybe won a playoff game because of it. But that, I think that they're in a very odd spot that way in having an offense that we know next year they can roll out and probably be top 10 in the NFL, but a defense that needs so much done to it.
Yeah. Well, I do think it does involve a lot of tweaking on the defense. And I would still stand by the idea. How about this one? I'll throw this one out to you, Matthew. If they go to a 4-3 defense with a good defensive coordinator, it doesn't have to be great even, but if he were a good defensive coordinator, that changes enough about that defense that I think we move from being one of the very worst in the entire NFL to being modestly in the middle. And you can be in the middle with a great offense and win a Super Bowl. You're not gonna, and we knew that at some point, you know, the music stops when you've got a defense that cannot stop anybody, right? The music eventually stops and says, well, you got a great run, you win 13 games, but see you later. And that's exactly what happened. And that was something that we, I think, all thought was fairly predictable. At some point, that defense kills you. Because look at the Cincinnati Bengals, got a pretty daggone good defense. The Buffalo Bills had a great defense. They are now out, of course, because their offense stumbled big time against Cincinnati. Again, Cincinnati's defense is the reason they're there. I think when you go across and you look at all four of these teams, specifically the Philadelphia Eagles and the 49ers, we're talking about the best defenses in all of football, and those two are going to have to match up somebody's going to come out with the win. But the reality is their defense makes them the team that they are, and we don't have that right now.
So would you rather see them, Pete, do everything they could this offseason to get that defense to average, which I think is a little bit of a shaky proposition because players on defense get hurt, right? So it's like hard to predict from year to year, are you actually going to get better? Because, I mean, you look at a team like the Raiders, they went out and got Chandler Jones and everything else, and they didn't really improve, even though they tried to make improving moves. And the Vikings had great performances from Peterson and from Za'Darius Smith overall, and still, we're not able to get there, even though we talked about in the offseason, these guys should get them to be an average defense. I think I think that a defense almost takes years to get to an established point, which makes me think about the bigger picture, which makes me think about Cousins' age and his price, despite he was terrific this year for the most part. But it still makes me think about, as a whole, is there a case to reset more than just trying to kind of cobble together an average defense?
Well, I would also add this. How about the fact that we get Andrew Booth, very high draft pick, he's hurt. We get our first-round draft pick, he's hurt.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if those guys are healthy, if they live up to what we expect that they were based upon where we picked them in the draft, I think that alone, that helps out our secondary. Because, quite honestly, I look at Harrison Smith, and I think he's still a great football player. Has he lost a step? I think he has lost a step. So it's going to happen when you get into your 30s. You do get a little bit slower. It's just part of the way the world works. But I can tell you this. One of the changes that I would make, I don't think we can pay both our linebackers as much money as we're paying them now, Kendricks and Hicks. And let me tell you, quite honestly, and this is the other thing that I walked away from when I was there in August, and they were practicing against the 49ers. I'm looking at those linebackers. They are smaller than me, and they might be smaller than you, Matthew. And that becomes a huge problem, I think. And everybody has moved over to these 220-pound linebackers. I'll tell you what, you look at the Buffalo Bills, those guys are big. You look at a lot of the better teams on defense, their linebackers have enough size to be able to stop the run. And that's the key. And I think when we look at the playoff games today, later on when we talk about this, I think it comes down to who can run the football. It's an old cliche, but the reality is if you've got a great offensive line and you can get 4 or 5 yards, you don't have to get huge chunks even. You get 4 or 5 yards rushing the ball with a good running back, you have a great opportunity to chew up the clock, get some points on the board, and beat the opposing team if they can't run the ball as effectively as you. And that's where the Vikings defense, I think, has been so weak. We couldn't stop anybody. And then when we would, or we got in the position, then they'd throw the ball on us. So it was the worst of both worlds for us defensively last year. That's why we were basically ranked 30, 31, 32, depending on what you're looking at statistically. But we were in that bottom three in just about everything that there was.
Oh, only 28th in points, Pete. You're being too harsh on them. What's funny? They actually – so I took a look at this, and it was, I believe, the second lowest ranking that they've ever had in franchise history. Now, I know there wasn't 32 teams for the entire history, but if you compared their schedule to the time that they were 32nd, which was in 2013, it was way harder with quarterbacks. They played a kind of a murderer's row of quarterbacks. What made this year so bad was it was like Daniel Jones and Mike White. And I mean, Daniel Jones owes them so much money because he's going to get paid based on those games against the Vikings. But no, I agree with you on linebackers. I think that's a real priority for them. And I also think it's noticeable that line, it's kind of a young man's game when it comes to linebackers. There's a lot of space to cover in today's game, and it's hard to be that guy who is tough against the run and also can cover the crossing routes, the running backs out of the backfield, the tight ends that run 4-4s. And I think that, maybe with Kendricks, it's like if you lose one step, you're just not the same guy. And then the system didn't fit Kendricks really at all, having him drop back into deeper zones and stuff, and it just really wasn't his thing. So it was a lot of problems. And I guess that's my point about considering even more radical changes than just trying to sign some guys, is because there were so many problems. But we can continue to have this discussion sort of, if the Vikings were a stock, where would they be? Would their stock be going up as a team? Would it be going down? Are they in transition? And how should they handle their offseason? Also, we've got amazing football games that we want to preview, and a report from Adam Schefter on Aaron Rodgers that I want to discuss next. And I've got a message for Rodgers. He's listening this morning. When we return, Matthew Collar, Pete Najarian, we'll be right back. Oh, I know Pete Najarian can play this song on guitar, no question about it. It's only four chords, Pete. You can handle that one.
I can do that.
Yeah. Okay, Pete, I've got a statement for Aaron Rodgers, all right? So there's an Adam Schefter report that the Green Bay Packers are ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers, and I think they're right in doing so. And my message for Rodgers is, hang it up, bro. Just hang it up. You're not Favre. And this might not work out for you. If you go to another team and you are terrible, it's going to be very sad and kind of pathetic. And last year, I just didn't think he had the same juice that he had in years past. I thought we saw his body breaking down, the mobility breaking down, and the arm talent is still mostly there, but there were way more flat-out inaccurate throws. He doesn't get along with people that great, Pete. I think he should just call it a day.
You're probably right, but I don't think he's going to. I think he at least still thinks that he's got a little something. And he and a group of older quarterbacks are all sort of, you know, we put them into the same group for all the right reasons. You've got Tom Brady and you've got Derek Carr, and then you throw in a guy like Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, we're talking about guys that are upper 30s. One of them's in their 40s. I mean, it's pretty amazing that they're even still playing. But the one thing that I think that would fit for Aaron Rodgers better than what I've heard others, I hear some people talking about him going to the Jets, and that's the one I think does make the most sense.
Yeah.
Because when you look at that defense and what they're able to do, that's going to give Aaron Rodgers a lot, I think, in terms of reasons why he might have to say, you know what, this is an opportunity. They've also got some pretty daggone good receivers that they picked pretty high up that I think are good. They've got a decent running game. They had a guy get hurt early on. You probably know better than me, but Breece Hall is a great running back. Wow, he is just special. But he got hurt, and he was hurt very early in the year. But Garrett Wilson on the outside, they've got the receivers. They've got the pieces. I think they have a really good offensive line. He might like it a lot there because I think they could protect him. But to your point, is he going to do that? I think he still wants to play. So I'm going to say he will play, whether he should or not. He will play. And a team like the Jets actually fits pretty well.
No, I agree with everything you said there. And I think that Aaron Rodgers probably thinks that it's going to go like Brady going to Tampa Bay. Because, I mean, Brady's last year in New England did not go that well. Right. I mean, they lost, I think, first round of the playoffs, and that team was a struggle. And if I remember, it was kind of similar with receivers being a major issue for Tom Brady. Yeah. And then, of course, he goes and plays with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and an offensive line that's amazing, and he looks a lot better. But with Rodgers, I just don't know if he's really like Brady in the same way. I mean, just the way that he has really enjoyed his off seasons and extended them past everyone else's off seasons the last few years. Like, I mean, look, like Kirk Cousins is a guy who's in his mid 30s and is like the established locked in quarterback. He would never miss OTAs and mini camp and the installation of an offense and all those things, especially if he had new receivers. But Aaron Rodgers is like, I'll just do the homework later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, that doesn't sound like a committed guy to me. And if something isn't exactly the way that you laid it out, because in the best case scenario, yeah, I mean, the Jets are kind of a beast and they were almost in the playoffs with nobody playing quarterback this year.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't go the way that they expect, if we, you know, their defense isn't quite as good as last year, plus they're playing in a division there that is just filled with monsters. I mean, so,
yeah.
I really think that it might not be as easy as it is in his brain. And then if he has like a fall off year like Tom Brady had this year, then we're just kind of talking about this like bizarre and sad ending. And I feel like nobody wants that. And are you really winning the AFC? I don't know. I mean, look at who's playing in the AFC. I have a tough time thinking that you're going to go to the Jets and just like run over everybody with all the other great teams and young quarterbacks that are there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it would be high level competition, no doubt about it. I mean, you're in a division right away. You're with the Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, and then of course the rest of the AFC that you'll be playing, and the mixture of the NFC as well. But you're right. I mean, I don't know that it's lock, stock, and barrel he's in, and that's where he should go. I think if he's going to keep playing, that does fit. But does he look like, you know, a retired Joe Montana going to Kansas City, or you know, any of these great quarterbacks? I remember seeing, I'll never forget this, as a little kid at a Viking game, and I see Joe Namath playing for the Rams.
Yeah.
And it just didn't look right. And you just wonder about that. And is that something that Aaron's going to do? Aaron will do what Aaron wants to do. We all know that. He's a very difficult guy, but an interesting guy and a really smart guy. And he says whatever he wants on that Pat McAfee show when he goes on there.
Yes,
and
does.
It's always interesting and it's always quotable. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's another part of it, too. If he goes to New York, have fun with that, Aaron. We'll take a break. We've got some championship games to talk about. Also, Charlie has – what's the name of the bit, Charlie?
Fast break.
Charlie's got questions. Charlie time.
You better have answer.
All right. Okay, we'll be right back.
Let's hit this segment running and gunning. Time for a fast back and forth with Pete and Dave. We're calling Fast Break on the Huddle.
All right, it's Charlie time. Fast Break. Matthew Collar in for Dave Schwartz. Pete Najarian, as always. And it's fast. So go.
It's fast.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Football.
All right. I know. I'm generally a slower guy, so that open gets me a little stressed.
Yeah, this
out.
Is an ironic name for you.
A little bit.
It's also like a basketball reference, and you're not like of the body type of a guy who plays basketball. I don't want to judge you. Okay.
Was I good? No. But I played.
Okay.
I was a point guard. I could pass the rock.
Okay.
Decently.
Play a little hard defense.
Did you guys ever see the movie Fast Break, just out of curiosity?
No, I have.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Gabe Kaplan became a coach anyway. You guys will have to go back and look at it. It was Welcome Back, Carter meets basketball. It was fun.
Welcome
and
back.
And you're old.
Speaking of old people, let's start out with you here on our first question. 30 years ago today, you probably remember, like it, I'm sure, sorry, 30 years ago yesterday. Which you probably remember like it was yesterday. Andre Rene Rusimoff passed away. You know that name? No. Ring a bell? Better known as Andre the Giant.
Oh, okay.
Passed away 30 years ago yesterday. Yeah. 7'4", 500-plus-pound giant of a man. Was also a massively popular actor as well as his professional wrestling acumen. And he appeared in beloved movies, Princess Bride, many others. My question for you, Pete, along those lines. Who is the greatest athlete actor of all time?
Oh boy, you're putting a lot of pressure on me with that one. I'll tell you what, because he's so quoted all the time. I'll go right with Jesse Ventura.
What, with Predator? Was that?
Yeah,
Predator. You know, the line that never leaves is, you know, I ain't got time to bleed, you know, so that's the one I'd go with.
Jesse also told a off-color joke in Predator that I remember quite well. But Jim Brown, though, right? Like Jim Brown leaving football at maybe age 29 to go into acting was definitely one. I don't know. I'll give you a deep cut here. Denzel Washington's son played semi-pro football and then was in Ballers.
Oh,
yes. John David Washington.
Yes, he was. And he's been in a couple other. He was in a big movie recently. I'm forgetting the name of it, but like a blockbuster type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is a deep cut.
There's a deep cut. I'm sure that there's a lot more. Oh well, okay. How about Shaq? Kazam and Blue Chips?
I mean,
yeah, those weren't good. And I know Shaq, and he's become a good friend, but let me tell you, those are terrible movies.
I mean, the easy one is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right?
Oh, of course. Playing
but we can't say that one. Yeah.
Pete, don't tell Shaq that you think his movies are bad. I think he still likes them. I think he thinks they're good.
He was nice enough. He sent me the chair I'm sitting in right now is a Shaquille O'Neal chair. Actually,
what?
That I'm sitting. Yeah, he has his own line of. That guy is the greatest businessman from sports I have ever seen. He, rather than getting paid, what he always does is give me shares of stock. That's what I want. Mm. And that's how he's done it. And it's literally caused him to become a billionaire. And it's unbelievable what a good businessman he really is.
So he has chairs?
Are they huge? He's got these chairs. They sell. Yeah, they're big. They're comfortable as all get out. They're office chairs. I'm sitting in one right now, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
I was going to say, what's the review? It's well worth it.
It's a 10. It's worth it's worth whatever it's probably cost.
You know,
you guys have to check it out.
Yeah.
There is a documentary about the Orlando Magic teams when they were really good, like Shaq and Penny Hardaway. And the movie Blue Chips, because Penny is in that, actually played a role in Penny Hardaway ending up playing with Shaq, because I think they were going to draft Chris Webber, and then it worked out like that Shaq was – he demanded that he play with Penny Hardaway, because on the set of Blue Chips, they had such great chemistry when they were shooting the basketball scenes.
And it worked out. All right.
It worked out for a while until Shaq went to L.A.
For a while.
And the Netflix series documentary on Shaq is phenomenal for anybody who's not seen that, by the way.
I
think it's four episodes. It's great. It's really, really great.
All right. Well, moving on from the NBA over to the WNBA for you, Matthew. Two-time WNBA champion and MVP Candace Parker announced yesterday that she would be signing with the Las Vegas Aces, fresh off of their WNBA title. Parker would seem to make the Aces the undisputed favorite going forward here in the next season with Kelsey Plum, Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray, amongst others. Brianna Stewart and Courtney Vandersloot, the other big free agents yet to sign in the WNBA. Does it even matter? Is anybody going to come close to the Las Vegas Aces?
It does if Brianna Stewart ends up in New York, because they traded for Jonquel Jones, who is a former MVP, and they have a deep team that they've been building through the draft and through also some European players as well. And one Chinese star that's like 6'9", Han Chu. So they've got like a great roster. If they added Brianna Stewart, who in my mind is making a case for being the greatest women's player of all time, then they would have a chance to battle that Las Vegas team. But if not, that makes it pretty difficult. But the Lynx are in the running for
Final Four,
by the way.
It's New York, Minnesota.
Washington and Seattle, I think, are the other two teams.
That sounds right to me as well.
Yeah. The W is coming, Pete. We're talking about stocks going up and down. And I feel like WNBA basketball is something that my wife broadcasts and I've been into for a long time. I just feel like the popularity of it is finally, with social media and everything, really starting to catch on. I know that people get irritated with super teams, but I also think that like dynasties and super teams are what take leagues to a different level, like the 49ers in the 80s, right? Like Joe Montana. It's the same kind of thing that like people like the Warriors. People like that. It completely changed basketball. So I feel like this is actually good for the W, even though some people will be like, oh, what about competition?
I don't disagree with you. I think that there are times where it actually does cause people to get that much more interested in it. And I'll tell you, the young lady from Minnesota who went to UConn to play basketball out there, Paige Buchers, she is something special. But I will be candid and honest. I have not ever seen a WNBA game, so I apologize about that. So I can't go on too much on that, but I'm aware of some of the Minnesota kids that have done really, really well in basketball, either going to the university or around the country. And it's we have become a very good – this is the weekend of Minnesota hockey, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've become a great basketball program, state, Minnesota, both girls and boys. Unbelievable, actually.
Well, you know what, Pete? When you're in Vegas next time
–
Go check out the Aces. Or even if you're up here in Minnesota, Lynx games are really good. So it is a good product that is worth watching.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it. We're going to go together. You can tell me a little bit about
what
I don't know.
Let's go. I actually have Lynx season tickets. So if you're up here in the summer, let's go, Pete.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Pete, we'll move back to the NBA here with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who seem to be maybe figuring some things out all of a sudden. D'Angelo Russell scoring a bunch of points lately. Anthony Edwards looking like maybe an all-star. Maybe he's going to not make the team just by a bit, but he's looking pretty good. The team's won back-to-back the last two nights against the Memphis Grizzlies and Sacramento Kings, both very good teams, and they've won five of their last six as well. This, of course, is all coming without star center Karl-Anthony Towns, who knows when he's going to be back exactly, but he is going to be back. If the team is playing like this and they're playing this well, how do you reintegrate a star player like that back into a rotation? Is it possible?
I think it is, and I think we've got the right coach to do it. I think we were talking about this, and you know Charlie as good as anybody, but we've been talking about it takes a while to gel together, and I think that they are finally starting to gel, and I realize Kat's been out for a lot of this, but he's such a great player. With his size, what he's able to do from the outside, and I would encourage people, by the way, I would seriously encourage everybody to go watch Anthony Edwards play because he is special. And if he's not in the All-Star game, that would be absolutely a travesty. I mean, the guy, he just dropped 44 points the other night. He did 31, 37, 34. The guy, just every single night, he shows up. He's a great teammate. And I think they will have a great combination when Kat gets back because I think they were starting to get there. Then he got hurt. And so it might take a couple of games, couple of weeks or whatever, but I think that that really could be a game changer in a positive way for the Timberwolves. But we'll see. But I think that people really should take time to go and see a guy like Anthony Edwards. And we had a guest on not too terribly a couple of months ago who compared him to Kobe. And I know that's a big thing. That's a really big thing. But he's got a lot of that same kind of a – He's a big guy. He's aggressive. He's a guy who wants to win. You can see it on his face, the disappointment when things aren't going well. But he's always playing at a high level, and he's a fun kid to watch. I think people really, they owe it to themselves to go watch him.
I know you're a guy, Pete, that likes size, speed, explosiveness. Anthony Edwards is the size of a defensive end and can dunk from the free throw line. I mean, it's like his physical ability. It's like one of the weird things about basketball is because they draft these guys so young out of college that we have no idea what to think of them for like years. And then all of a sudden it clicks in. And I feel like these last couple weeks, and maybe that's getting too excited about it, it just feels like with Anthony Edwards, he's starting to mature a little bit and it's starting to click in. And because we want to judge them immediately, but they're in over their head when they start. It's like their physical ability is nowhere close or is far away from their mental ability. And when those two things start to match up, we see what we're getting with Anthony Edwards. And I think, Charlie, they should be able to get Karl-Anthony Towns back in there, right? I knew where you were going with it. Like, should they trade Carl? Like,
well, they can't until the off season. So that's out the window at least for this season. But I mean, say he comes back and they stink again.
Okay, all right, well,
what happens?
Then they have to make a move.
Fair enough. I think I agree with you, Pete. I think I agree with you. Well, that's all I got for you guys today.
Okay, beautiful. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we have Championship Sunday to preview. And then in the next hour, the 7 Degrees of Nigerian is a game that I have invented for this day. So we will return and talk about championship weekend when we come back. All right, championship weekend, Matthew Collar, Pete Najarian. Look, Pete, I'm going to give you who I think is going to win right now, and then we can talk about it a little later more because we've got Jess Myers coming up to talk some hockey. I am going to go Philadelphia and Kansas City. Your thoughts?
Wow, that was quick and easy. I'm actually going the opposite. I'm going to give you the 49ers and the Bengals.
Okay.
I think both road teams this week win. And last week I thought the home teams would all win, and three of the four did. This week, I think the road teams, I think, have the advantage, actually. Although, you know, it's never easy on the road, but I think that they're better teams.
Okay, why are you buying San Francisco over Philly?
Which is a really stupidly dangerous call on my part.
as long as you don't put a lot of money on it, it's fine. You could be wrong.
Well, and we've got to, you know, let's be honest. We all know it's Mr. Irrelevant. We know he's the third quarterback on the team and all the rest of it. We know all the story now, but here's the thing that I think people have overlooked about this. Because he is who he is, they changed the offense. They've run the ball a lot better. Mm-hmm. And I went through this exercise the other day, Matthew. Get this. They have run the ball on average about 170 yards a game on the ground while he's been the quarterback. They've also scored on average 32 points per game since he became the starting quarterback. So when you can control the ball and you can get those points on the board, and he's still throwing the ball around, it's not like he doesn't throw, but he's mostly going to Kittle. He actually made Kittle's season this year because Kittle wasn't getting thrown the ball, and now he is. And it's just a different team altogether. Matter of fact, Kittle had five catches for almost 100 yards against the Cowboys. So he's opened up that middle throwing lane that I don't think we were seeing up from San Francisco. So I think they've got a great chance to go out there, and as good as Jalen Hurts is, and he loves to run, I think that defense can stop him. So we'll see.
Yeah, the two defenses here are just absolute beasts. Here's the stat for me that makes me lean Philly. Other than the fact that I once covered an NFC championship in Philly and the road team did not have a very good time. And by the way, I saw that their fans put like a 49ers jersey on Rocky. Don't do that, folks. Don't do that. I've seen that done before. The fans get beat up and have full beers thrown at them in the parking lot. It's not a good idea. But 70 sacks this year for Philadelphia, Pete. That to me is now Brock Purdy has been fantastic. He's been exactly like the dream quarterback for Kyle Shanahan. Distributes the football, gets it to the playmakers. They run the ball well. You mentioned it. But pressure comes for everybody. And, man, even though he gets rid of the ball quickly, that Eagles team is just so violent on their defensive line.
They are. They're phenomenal. They've got an outside linebacker who actually is second in the league in sacks. He's done an amazing job, and they've done a great job. That defense is as good as any defense in football, and they haven't even really given the opportunity for Davis to get on the field because they've played so well, and that was the guy that I thought the Vikings could have really used last year in the draft. How about this, and then I can hear the music, but 25.3 years old is the average age of the quarterbacks in this final wow. four teams. Very, very young.
You hear that, Aaron Rodgers? Time to retire. Let's argue about this more later about our picks for today, but we're going to talk hockey when we return. How will the Wild get themselves a center and also go for hockey, crushing it? We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.